Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
John Mechie in just a second. We get to see what kind of mood he is in on a Wednesday. He's always in a good mood. Got to be in a good mood after the way he played on Saturday. Guys, so clutch. Your headlines right now, this hour, being brought to you by the great folks at Nichols Outfitters. Nichols Outfitters, they bring you a lot of great holiday gifts.
Boy, do they. If you've got an outdoorsman in your family, or maybe you're the one in the household, either way, get the hookup this holiday season at Nichols Outfitters in Pelham, one of the largest firearm showrooms in the state, the best bow technical team anywhere. Nichols Outfitters off exit 242 in Pelham, or online nicholsoutfitters.com.
Auburn playing basketball today against UConn, two nationally ranked teams, James Franklin and Hugh Freeze, both with contract extensions. Will Anderson, a finalist for the Bednarik. Jameson Williams, a finalist for the Biletnikoff. Bryce Young, a finalist for the O'Brien and the Maxwell. Ohio State jumps Alabama in the college football playoff rankings. It's Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, and Cincinnati. The Bearcats, the first group of five team ever to be in the top four in the eight-year history of the playoffs. Michigan, Notre Dame, Oklahoma State trying to get into the party. Those are your headlines.
John Mechie's on the Pepsi Hotline. The Bama receiver joins us each week, courtesy of the Rental Works division of Crane Works. Hello, John. How are you today, man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. You were part of history Saturday as Bryce Young and your offense set the school single game passing record. Do you have any feel in the game? Like, my gosh, we are throwing for a lot of yards in this game right now. Did you have any idea that was even something that was on the plate in that fourth quarter?
Nah, it's not something I realized until afterwards when I guess somebody had mentioned it. But I guess during the game, it's just like you could just feel the momentum. We were just rolling as an offense and we were clicking as an offense.
Well, I mean, 671 yards, and Bryce goes for a school record 559. By the way, if you want to see it, it's on SEC Network as we speak. But going into that game, I mean, when you were watching film on this Barry Odom defense, did you guys – know that you would have an opportunity to put up this type of yardage?
We knew that we would have an opportunity to catch and run because they like to keep a lot of things in front of them. We knew that we'd be able to get behind the defense at times, but we did know that there'd be a lot of space for us to get the ball and try and make plays with it.
Tell me what drill you do on the sidelines, because you have made some catches this year on the sidelines where your footwork has to be tremendous. Is there a specific drill you work on? Do you just try to catch balls on the sideline in practice to get your toes down and stuff? Because you walk that tightrope about as good as anybody in college football.
Yeah, it's definitely something we work on. Definitely something our receiver coach has us work on every week. Definitely puts us in those situations, whether it's on the sideline, wet ball, all those kinds of situations we're prepared for.
Okay, one more thing that I don't understand as I'm watching. How the heck do you and Bryce figure out back shoulder throws? When do you throw a back shoulder? And when in the route? Is it a certain time you throw the back shoulder? Like the one you were going down, I think it was near your sideline, where where you are in the stadium, opposite of where I'm watching the game from, where he throws a perfect back shoulder to you, and it looks like you're running for the pylon, it looks like, but all of a sudden it's a back shoulder throw and you have to stop and catch it. How do you all work the timing out, and how does a back shoulder throw work?
Yeah, I think just through practice, you kind of have a feel of when it should be a back shoulder, but at the end of the day, it's his decision to put it there. So we kind of just have to stay committed to the route, knowing, just keeping it in mind and knowing that he'll see the same thing. And when he puts it there, reacting to it then, instead of reacting to it early and having it covered, which makes it so hard to cover, especially just letting the quarterback make that decision and you just reacting to it.
So you're running a route and you're full speed running a route, and then he throws back shoulder and it's on you to stop and make the catch back shoulder at that point.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jim's blown away.
Yeah, well, I watch it every weekend. No wonder it's so hard to what he's telling you, he doesn't know when the hell it's coming either. So how can you cover that? It's amazing.
John Metchie, the Alabama receiver, is presented each week by the Rental Works Division of Crane Works. Forget the big box stores. Crane Works Equipment Rental Division. Rental Works has reliable machines and local experts to help you find exactly what you need. Call them for a personalized quote or visit craneworks.com to see their full inventory. The Iron Bowl means what to you? You're a guy that did not grow up in this, but you've played in the Iron Bowl now. So describe it for me as an Alabama player.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an Alabama football player, so it means as much to me as it does to everybody else in the state. It's one of the things you will be remembered by at our time here. So it means a lot to me.
So before you signed with Nick Saban in Alabama, how many Iron Bowls did you actually watch?
One. My first visit was the Iron Bowl. So I think that was the first Alabama game I had actually been to.
Okay, but like when you were in high school, just growing up as a football fan, was there any type of buzz at all? Had you heard the buzz that was the Iron Bowl?
Nah, I hadn't heard about it prior to that, but I guess once you become part of the family, it's just as important to you as it is to everybody else.
Yeah, you probably saw some like AT&T commercial or something with the kick six happening, and you're like, why are they going so crazy about that guy running a kickoff back or something?
Yeah.
Mechie's with us on the Pepsi hotline. So you've done a lot of game prep already. You've watched a lot of film, not giving game plan away or anything. But going into this game, is this the kind of game that you expect it to be more like Florida, more like Texas? Well, I won't use Texas A&M. More like Florida, more like LSU, more like, I don't know, the one you just played against Arkansas. Is there a sort of a feel on how this game can play out?
I guess the only expectation is just to expect their best, to expect them to come out there and play their best, to expect their best football of the season and to give our best football of the season and to also play our best football of the season, especially just being such high stakes and just everything that goes around the Iron Bowl. I'm just expecting them to come out there and play the best.
John Metchie on the Pepsi Hotline, presented by the Rental Works Division of Crane Works. This is obviously a new defense. I mean, there's maybe some carryover, but when you see Derek Mason's defense on film, what jumps out at you?
I think just for me, it's the DBs. I pay attention to like the whole defense, but their DBs, they're really athletic. They're a really solid group. So mainly them.
I think anybody that watches or listens to this show knows how much we love food. We've already talked about Thanksgiving multiple times. Anytime I ask you about food, you're very vague. It's like you almost don't even really care about food. But I did want to ask you, you've done Thanksgiving before at those facilities. How big is Thanksgiving around there tomorrow? What will they serve? Is there anything special that you like for Thanksgiving?
I'm sure they'll serve it all. The mac and cheese, turkey, sweet potato, the list of that. They'll serve everything. So I'm actually excited for it. You know, I'm Canadian, so our Thanksgiving was a couple months ago, so I really just be here for this one.
That's what I was about to say. Lance, you know, we forgot to wish you happy Thanksgiving back on October the 10th on Canadian Thanksgiving.
Good Google, by the way.
Yeah, I just Googled right there, that. Yeah. But tell me, do y'all do turkey like we do up in Canada?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same mix.
Yeah. Well, see, I was about to be excited about Canadian Thanksgiving and everything you put on the table, but these guys laughed at me as I looked at the back shoulder throw like I'd seen a football game for the first time ever.
Like Mechie splitting an atom out there. My God.
I didn't want to get too excited about Canadian Thanksgiving there.
All right. He is John Mechie. John, have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the Iron Bowl. We always appreciate the time with you coming on with us each week.
Next week? We get Mechie next week?
Of course we get Mechie next week. SEC Championship week. But until then, John, have a great week, man. We appreciate the time.
Appreciate y'all. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too, buddy. Thank you so much. Happy late Thanksgiving to you. Early to us. All right, John Mechie, he joins us each week courtesy of Rental Works, the Crane Works rental division there. If you got a home project coming up, you need to call Rental Works. They have everything from landscaping equipment like mowers to big machines like skid steers. They also have certified operators to handle those big jobs. Check out their full fleet at craneworks.com. That's craneworks.com. He was with us on the Pepsi Hotline.
Met you on Wednesday. Very excited today. If I, you ever seen the crime shows where the person that needs to do the lineup can't make it down to the precinct. They have to take those little six picture cutout mugshots.
And they flip them?
And they sit there and you had to do six cutouts.
Right.
If I took six pictures of six individuals, so three of them are us and three of them are just random individual mugshots, do you think Mechie could get one of us right?
Absolutely not.
The weirdest things you think of. Yeah.
Hey, but true story. So when we were up at Jock's, we were in the first studio, the one in the front lobby.
Oh, in the old fishbowl back in the day.
Yeah, and I had been
at Talk 99.5
I had been at a Christmas party, and this is probably 15 years ago. And so me and ex-wife had pulled into a gas station. We were following Buddy and his girlfriend. And he went in to get something. His girlfriend got out of his car, an Explorer, to come over and talk to us. The next thing I know, his Explorer is going in reverse, flying out of the parking lot.
Oh, no.
And it kind of like, it startled me because I was like, man, he must be pissed. He's leaving her with us. Somebody had stolen his car.
Oh,
and
wow.
And so I got a pretty good glimpse at the guy. And so anyway, they found the car later. They got in a high-speed chase. The guy had flipped the car. He got away.
No.
Yeah, he got away.
Seriously.
So anyway, the cops ended up coming up to Cumulus and bringing me that board that you talked about.
Yeah.
Right. Did you say,
were you able to pick one out?
I picked two that looked kind of, I mean, it was a bunch of meth up dudes.
Yeah, you know what I would have said at that point?
You just want to be real general when you're picking those out.
No, reasonable doubt there. He couldn't pick him out. It was one of two.
Well that was it. I mean, I wish I could have picked the guy out, but I wasn't really sure.
I bring that up, Brown, because this past week I was on the field as they were doing the Walk of Champions, and they were coming into the stadium. So I found myself, before he walked back in the tunnel, about this far away from John Mechie to you. And I thought about saying, he was talking to another teammate, I don't know who. And I thought about saying, hey, John, I'm Jim. You know, you come on our show every week with the Next Round. But you know, I'm awkward.
Yeah. He would have said, come again?
Yeah, exactly. I was afraid he, you know, wouldn't know or you know, whatever.
Last two words, he would have said what?
Yeah.
What?
And then, you know, as we
love
sort
you
of,
and Batman.
We sort of made eye contact, right. and he didn't know who I was, so I knew he didn't know who I was, and I was going to have to introduce it. So, all right, so that's where we are.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Appreciate Mechie being with us. Well, Brown, I'm sorry. You know, I could say with the script, I'm trying to tell you real life stories of people who actually go to the games.
My favorite is how you think that back shoulder throw is going to have him in a mustard jacket one day. No, they do it in every game.
I know, Brown. I'm trying to get him excited about the interview.
You got to stop trying, man.
Unless you say
this, hey, we're going to cut it short today.
Right. You know what? You don't have to do it. You're still going to get paid, though.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm trying to, a little excitement there.
You know what, you could, well, he can't see us. I was going to say, if you wore the hoodie, if Jimmy Current wore the hoodie, it might excite him a little bit.
Yeah. I'm going to power through the rest of the show. I have the worst headache and a little blurred.
Dude, really?
And a really blurred.
Take care of that.
Blurred vision in my right eye. Should I be worried?
Right eye or left eye?
Right eye.
Oh, you're good.
How's the left arm?
Left arm's
fine.
Is it
tingling?
I keep stretching it out a little bit.
I got a new bourbon in there we're trying today. Should I let it out of the bag what we're trying?
You can if you like. I saw the name of it.
Shane Beamer will love it.
Yeah.
Is this the one with the Gamecock in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, go get it. Tease it ahead.
Okay, I'll go get it. And Bray, will you take a little...
Or take a shot? See if it helps you.
Yeah,
head?
That's exactly what I need to do right now. Wondering whether or not I should call the emergency room.
I'll make you a suicide of all the bourbons we've got right there.
Hello, is this the emergency room?
Dunaway's the one that brought it up on the first segment that today is what, Blackout Wednesday?
It is Blackout Wednesday. Blackout Wednesday.
You didn't know that made you go pass out.
Hey, part of our show is brought to you by our friends at Precision Sports. They give you our injury update earlier in the show, but also they can take care of everything in your life when it comes to injuries.
Yes. Are you suffering from that old sports injury that won't go away? Maybe you tweaked a joint being a weekend warrior. Precision has 9 locations in the Birmingham metro area to get your life back on track, including that new Southern Orthopedic Sports Medicine Associates location in Jasper. Your health can't wait. 855-219-6200 or precisionsportsortho.com.
Kevin gets the show.
Kevin, I love people that pay attention to the whole show. Kevin in the Farfolio chat room says, you like mayonnaise, Mechie?
Mechie, you like mayonnaise?
You should have your own condiment, Mechup. I'll talk to you later.
Have you noticed?
Mechup. So,
like, you know, one of the go-tos for us is food, but anytime we ask him about food, it's
he
just
shuts
like,
it down.
He shuts it down.
Doesn't
care. My wife just texted me and said she's surprised she hasn't gotten a text from you yet. You've got an ailment. You text her every time you've got an ailment.
I can't read the screen, Jennifer. It's the first time I've ever used the same tone I used with Ryan. Jennifer.
Hey, I noticed your Russell Westbrook specs hadn't been on the set in a while.
Yeah, put the glasses on. I bet that's the problem.
I keep them down low as to hide my age a little bit.
Well, it's giving you a headache.
But I throw them on when I have to read something.
That's right. It's giving you a headache.
These are real glasses.
Leon says those make you look smarter.
It does.
I need bigger ones then. Kevin also says, I did the informal poll at work and nobody has heard of Blackout
it's
Wednesday.
New. I haven't either.
I'm with Lance.
But now all plan to participate, says Kevin. That's in the Farmfolio chat room. Thanks for being with us here. When we come back, Rockstar has our three and out today. LT has a lock. Then Mark Ingram of UAB joins us to talk about the Blazers as you end up exiting today right here on the next round.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about our friends at Wayne's. Look, fall is here. You want to enjoy that outdoor weather. Imagine sitting out there on the Saturday, manning the grill. You're watching football. You don't want to deal with the mosquitoes. Don't let the mosquitoes ruin your perfect day. The professionals at Wayne's can protect you, your family, and your pets. Call today, 1-866-WAYNES-1. You can always go online, callwaynes.com. Fall weather is here. Enjoy it with the family. Mosquito-free, you can do it with our friends at Wayne's.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Birmingham store. Getting the whole family into comfortable shoes can be an incredible feat, but not at New Balance Birmingham. We have the largest selection and inventory of any specialty shoe store, and our fit specialist will match your feet with the perfect New Balance shoe. Come see us at the New Balance Birmingham store, located on Highway 280 next to Chick-fil-A. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today at New Balance Birmingham.
Save 20% off your Arte Italica purchases all week long at Bromberg's, including the favorite holiday pattern, Natale. Now is a great time to update your kitchen and dining room. Purchase ahead for upcoming weddings or treat yourself with beautiful dinnerware. Bromberg's hand-picked holiday-inspired items were designed to be used throughout the winter season, not just for Christmas dinner. Dishes, glassware, serving pieces, and lines that are handmade with care in Italy and are all 20% off all week long at Bromberg's, Mountain Brook, and the Summit.
Iron Mountain Construction is an industrial services company with over 500 people available for your situation and needs. They are committed to safely supporting the operations of your facility through their execution of quality-driven maintenance services and on-time, on-budget small capital construction work. And they offer support with plumbers, pipe fitters, millwrights, iron workers, laborers, operators, and more. Call the office of Iron Mountain Construction, 205-781-1170 for Jeremy Purvis and Iron Mountain Construction.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round. I'm absolutely loving my Alfa Romeo Stelvio that I've been in for months now. And right now, you can get up to $3,500 bonus cash plus 1.9% financing for 72 months on the all-new 2021 Alfa Romeo Giulias and the Stelvios at Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com, 1837 Grants Mill Road, exit 27, right off of I-459.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The best food with the best sports is at Walk On Sports Bistro, and they're now hiring for the Stadium Trace location near the Hoover Met. Walk On's has top pay for experienced kitchen staff, servers, bartenders, bussers, hostesses, and to-go cashiers. And yes, health benefits are available. Go by the new Walk On's location at Stadium Trace in Hoover and apply today. Hiring is happening on-site 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. This is your chance to join the championship team at Walk On's Sports Bistro in Hoover.
The tradition of giving fine art continues with the Daniel A. Moore Alabama Christmas Gift Pack, including the new 2022 Crimson and White Fine Art Calendar featuring some of the most honored former Alabama players, one collegiate classic fine art print signed by the artist, and your choice of four Daniel A. Moore beverage mugs, all for only $79, a $115 value. Order now at danielmooreart.com or by calling 1-800-735-2787.
Your 24-hour home for the show is our website, nextroundlive.com. Easy links to the day's top stories in the morning rounds, plus the latest videos from the show, podcasts like Bama and Bourbon, The Mystery Fifth Hour, Last Call, and other shows from our Double Down Media podcast family. Nextroundlive.com, a great way to stream the show live or find easy-to-listen-to hour-by-hour downloads from the Next Round Live show and get the latest gear in the Next Round store. Make nextroundlive.com your homepage. That's nextroundlive.com.
Rockstar, you got to sing your song again because your guy brought pie.
I don't know which one. After the show, I'm going to go with one of the two, but he brought the Dutch apple caramel and pecan. Pecan's my favorite, but I'm kind of saving
it's Dutch
pecan
apple
for tomorrow, so I think I'm going to go apple today.
Oh, I think everybody is. That seems like that's the team favorite.
Whoa.
That's really good.
That was very Scooby-Doo.
It was. Our friends at Wayne's want to take care of you like they do us. Everybody on the Next Round, all the way from Forrester to Lunsford to Rockstar to LT to Brown to me, they take care of our home when it comes to lawn care, pest prevention, termite protection, mosquito control. They do it all. They can do it for you. Over 100,000 families around the Southeastern Conference call Wayne's their pest provider, pest protector. World-class service every time. Easy number to call. 866-WAYNES-1, 866-WAYNES-1. Remember the promo code TNR. That's for the Next Round, TNR. You get $60 off your initial EnviroPest service. $60 off. TNR is the promo code. Just call 866-WAYNES-1. Unbelievable how they can take care of your lawn. I never thought about this, but there's treatments you can do for your lawn when it's dormant outside. In fact, things you should do for your lawn to make it look perfect in the spring and in the summer. That is our friends. I haven't
it's
used
like a shark.
That little part right there.
Just
I haven't
a little
used
bite.
Get all you want right there. It's our friends at Wayne's. TNR is the promo code. 866-WAYNES-1. 866-WAYNES-1. All right. Rockstar has three and out.
I up a little bit.
That's quite all right. Okay. I was almost done anyway.
Okay. I'm not anymore.
I just
want
to
think about it. Yeah. Just pick it up with your fingers.
That's good, man.
Really oh, no.
Good job, Lance.
Oh, no.
You got to clean up the crumbs. But even if you don't, we've got Wayne's. 866-WAYNES-1.
How good was that, though, Lance? It's really good, isn't it? Yep.
All right. Three and out. Rockstar's Weird Questions today. And it's brought to you by Vulcan Tires. Hit it, Rockstar. Play the music. He's going to chew and tell us about Vulcan Tires. Four great locations. They're in Moody. They're in Trustville. They're in Hoover. And there's always one more. Birmingham.
Leeds.
In the Birmingham area.
Brake pads, wheel alignment, tires, more. Get it winterized today. Locally owned and operated. For more information, VulcanTireAndAuto.com.
First down.
What is something you didn't understand until you experienced it?
Seasickness.
Sex.
Lance, why don't you go first? We'll come back to Jim.
Did y'all ever
Jimmy
meet?
Awkward.
Did y'all, did you, I mean, did you ever meet on a boat?
Go ahead, Dunaway.
I didn't. I was young. She was older.
It was, I mean, is this a Garth Brooks song?
Was she a pedophile?
Was it one summer?
No, she was 14.
She had hands of leather.
She was 14 and she was older.
I was young, really she don't. Was older?
I was 13.
I try not to slow you down, Joe, but I really don't.
I mean, there wasn't a lot to do in the mud puddle.
Tap the brakes. I cried.
You tapped them.
I cried.
I did.
That doesn't surprise me.
Did not know what was going on.
Brown?
I'm not topping that. Just hit the thing.
I see sickness, though. Yeah, if you never had that, Jesus.
No.
Second down.
What do you hate being labeled as?
It happened this morning. It's so weird. You had sent us this question last night, and I already had the answer. And our guy, Big Don, who helped us build this.
I thought you were going to go to the one LT told you about from the golf course.
Oh, no. That was.
Oh. Yeah.
That was
a random encounter yesterday.
Big Don His phone rings and he goes, "Oh, I'm up here on the fourth floor with this place I built out for the disc jockeys."
Shock jocks.
Why would you call this a disc jockey? I hate that though. I mean, used to when we worked in radio, people used to, he's a disc jockey. I'm like, I've never spun an album.
There's so many labels. I'll let you know when it inevitably happens to me. I'm sure that there will be a label coming up. I mean, we all get labeled with stuff. I mean, all you got to do is one thing.
You've never been labeled?
I mean, I'm sure I have.
Oh, you're waiting for the label.
I've been called a disc jockey before.
Yep.
You know, it's true, but I don't like being labeled old, right? I mean, it's true. I'm old now. Well, I don't like being labeled old because in my head, I'm mentally 28. Maturity-wise, I'm 28.
Yep.
But, you know, my body's old. My mind is 28.
I think the laziest labels for guys and girls, and it goes both ways, all girls say guys are narcissistic.
Right.
Right.
And all guys say girls are crazy.
Yeah. That is true.
Every ex is crazy. Oh, I don't talk to my ex.
Yeah, and every
crazy.
Ex is narcissistic, too.
It's crazy.
So it works both ways, but those are the two labels that I think are probably thrown out most when a relationship is done or damaged.
Third down.
Someone owes you $1,000 and they have put you off for several times that you have asked for the money. What is your next move?
I've had this happen a few times.
I thought of you when I wrote it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I thought of LT when you wrote it, too.
I've seen LT do this.
Well, there's two ways to do this. If it's a friend, you shouldn't have to ask. And they're really not a friend if they're not going to pay you back. First of all, never lend your friends money, ever. It's a bad, bad, bad idea. Unless you've got such a tight friendship that you know that you're going to get that money back. But my advice would be if it's a friend and you've asked multiple times and they haven't paid you, unless they're just in a dire situation, you just drift away from that friendship. If they're not a friend, you harass and you harass and you continue to harass.
Yeah, I've seen you do that. You still don't have that $1,000. I mean, I'm not saying that's the wrong way to do it, but I'm just saying sometimes it ain't going to get paid.
No, you're right. I mean, look, ultimately it comes down. I mean, there's only so much.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I would say is if it's a friend, I probably know if they're in a genuine need. And at some point, I probably just think they had a great need. I'm just going to give up on the grand.
Let's just say you lend me a grand 2 years ago because I was in a desperate situation. I have not paid you back yet. And then you see that on Instagram and Facebook that I got a new saltwater aquarium.
Well, that's when they're not friends anymore.
That does
bug
me.
But you still see me every day.
I agree with Brown. And the guy that you know about is a different situation. The guy that asked me for this money, and I gave it to him immediately, continued to make all these excuses. But he had done things for me in the past. If he just would have asked for the money, it would have been a better situation that, hey, you're in a bad situation right now. You take the money you've done for me. Maybe one day I circle back around and I need the money.
Yeah,
that's the easiest way to do it. It's not even a loan. It's a gift.
In that situation, you could have easily said, listen, you helped me a lot more than this.
Right.
This is for what you did for me.
Right.
Yeah. But no, don't ask for a loan and not pay it back. Yeah. Do I owe any of you, three of you, any money right now?
No.
Fourth down.
A couple of steaks.
What is something you don't miss about being a teenager? Dunaway?
Sex.
Crime? For me, I never had really bad acne, but I had to do that Clearasil face wash all the time just to keep zits away. I never had acne, but you'd occasionally get the zit. And boy, the zit was a pain in the butt to deal with.
I mean, there were great things about being a teenager.
There were a lot of great
things. You didn't have the pressures and the responsibilities of life. But what I don't miss is not having life experience. I mean, you always think about, if I could go back and know what I know now, then.
Right. You're right.
That type of thing. So I think life experience is so important. I think that's why so many people are so secure when they get to a certain age, because they do have that life experience.
No, I agree with that. For me, in high school, you know, I had zero self-confidence until Coach Billy Woodham gave me some self-confidence on the baseball team.
You got to know a good plumber.
Exactly.
Well, apparently in middle school you had some confidence.
Yes, no, I had zero confidence.
You knew how to shoot a shot.
I did nothing that day.
Yeah.
Nothing that day.
Oh, you cried.
I cried afterwards, but, I mean, nothing.
Yeah.
There were a lot of nights that I just didn't enjoy life. I mean, there are times now that I don't enjoy the moment because I'm so worried about fitting in. You know, I go back to one night. We were in Atlanta for an SEC championship. That's coming up. We're having a great time with Barkley and Clay and what seemed like a table of really attractive supermodels seemed to be there. And
what? I don't recall that.
I don't remember that night.
And when was that?
You were with Barkley and Clay.
You guys apparently were not there.
I don't remember being there.
Yeah. And I woke up.
Yeah. A lot of beautiful women were at the table. I couldn't talk to any of them because I just didn't fit in. I'm in that situation a lot. But
well, let me just go and tell you.
Especially in high school.
Those women weren't interested in you anyway.
Oh,
you
I know.
Told, hey.
They weren't going to listen no matter what you said. So
you know what? I had sex when I was 13.
I didn't do anything.
Very experienced.
I didn't do anything.
I was going to get choked up.
And I could do that again tonight. Nothing. All right. That is Three and Out, brought to you by our friends at Vulcan Tires.
Again, locally owned and operated. Get that car winterized today. They can take a look at the brake pads, wheel alignment, tires, and more. Fantastic guys. Four locations. Dunaway gave you those. And online, Vulcan TireandAuto.com.
Yeah, and while we're talking about great gifts for the holiday season, Nut Dust is there for you. Our friends at Nut Dust getting you ready. It's one of those great gifts. I mean, it's perfect for what it is, right?
There's no talc. When you were 13.
What now?
You needed it in the mud puddle.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and there's no talc. So I'm just telling you, if you go to the gym during the winter months, right, and you are one of those people that throw baby powder down there, do the Zeke Elliott, please stop. Get our friends at Nut Dust. It'll change your workouts.
Yeah, at least give it a try. It is redefining the use and feel of body powders. Available in a couple of sizes, four great scents, the Naked, Voyager, Laddie, and Wildling. All day, every day, great stocking stuffer is the Nut Dust. Also, Nut Dust merch. Go to officialnutdust.com.
I am sorry for everyone in the Farmfolio chat room that knew exactly what you were doing the first time. Yes, there was. I had seen a Playboy. I'd had no idea what was happening, though. No idea. Or how to do it.
Now what?
This is among... You've had some awkward segments, Jim. This is among the most awkward.
We are back in a moment on the next round with the athletic director from the University of Alabama in Birmingham, the Fighting Blazers, Mark Ingram.
Follow Brownie on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown Live.
There's nothing I like more than a unique, delicious meal. And that's what you get at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Those great full fried chicken plates, the tenders, the poor boys. But I love the Southern staple chicken on a stick. It's perfect for a tailgate or watching the big game. And then the authentic Mississippi Delta recipe homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted. See the whole menu or order online at champyschicken.com. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken, Highway 119, Alabaster.
One Man in the Toolbox has provided professional handyman services since 1997. Honesty and reliability are qualities that embody every one of their employees. From residential to commercial, One Man in the Toolbox has the background to help you with almost any project. 823-2111.
Want more of the Next Round? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast, The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
The Next Round store is live and loaded. Check out the latest logo t-shirts and hoodies, get your favorite team colors, the Next Round flag shirt, or grab the popular Y'all Can Have the Rest t-shirts. Go to nextround.store. That's nextround.store. Hey, y'all, whether you're a scratch golfer or just out on the course for fun, at southernbeeclothing.com, we know that looking great is at least half the game. And we have the fine leisure attire you're going to want for all your favorite outdoor events. Visit southernbeeclothing.com and read our story to find out how a whirlwind romance accidentally led to the creation of Southern Bee Clothing. southernbeeclothing.com. That's southernbeeclothing.com. Don't forget the .com.
Save 20% off your Arte Italica purchases all week long at Brombergs, including the favorite holiday pattern, Natale. Now is a great time to update your kitchen and dining room. Purchase ahead for upcoming weddings or treat yourself with beautiful dinnerware. Brombergs handpicked holiday-inspired items were designed to be used throughout the winter season, not just for Christmas dinner. Dishes, glassware, serving pieces, and lines that are handmade with care in Italy and are all 20% off all week long at Brombergs, Mountain Brook, and the Summit. This hour of the Next Round is presented by Cardinal Roofing. In business for more than 10 years with 500 five-star reviews on Google and home of the 3-year leak-free guarantee. Cardinal Roofing, 205-900-ROOF. That's 205-900-7663.
How do you know you're in a community, not just a town? Well, strangers smile as they walk by. They refill your coffee without you asking. And when you ask directions, people offer to walk you there. Communities give more. The way you know when you walk into First Bank that you are in a real community bank. Great products, direct access to your local bankers, and relationships that can last a lifetime. Don't just have an account. Have a community with First Bank. Member FDIC.
Cookie Dough Magic is a locally owned dessert shop serving 13 flavors of edible cookie dough by the scoop. Visit today and try their delicious, safe-to-eat cookie dough in a homemade cone, milkshake, or sundae. Cookie Dough Magic also offers their cookie dough by the box, which is perfect for holiday parties, for work, classrooms, and family get-togethers. Three locations, Birmingham, Trustville, and Huntsville. And they offer nationwide shipping, of course. So visit mycookiedoughmagic.com to order. That's mycookiedoughmagic.com.
You demand a durable machine to withstand extreme worksite conditions? Volvo Construction Equipment assures it with their industry-leading lifetime frame, boom, and arm warranty. Offering this through their full range of powerful and fuel-efficient excavators, wheel loaders, articulated haulers, road and compact equipment, you can rest assured quality will exceed expectations. Contact Cowan Equipment to experience this firsthand on your job site. From short and long-term rental options, flexible rent-to-own, or straight purchase options, parts and stock and service you can depend on, let Cowan show you what it means to have a trusted partner who will keep you ahead of the game. Give them a call, 800-239-2694, or visit Cowan.com. Again, where you can always expect extra effort when it comes to your heavy equipment needs, call our friends at Cowan, the name you have trusted for decades. 1-800-239-2694. Or again, you can always visit them online. Go to Cowan.com.
Back with you on the next round. Our show today being brought to you in part by our friends at Alabama Power.
Jimmy D, Alabama Power wants to remind you that my copy has just disappeared.
Oh, I apologize.
That's what they would like to remind you is my Alabama Power copy has disappeared.
They like to keep you connected. I know that. Yep. We'll tell you more about Alabama Power.
I got it. Timely communication is more important today than ever before. Alabama Power wants you to know you've got a lot of options when it comes to reaching them that extend beyond phone or mail. You can get paperless billing where you receive your bill via email each month. For more information, visit alabamapower.com/myaccount.
Looking forward to the final home game of the year for the UAB Blazers. But if you had a chance to watch this past weekend, after winning three straight Western Division championships and two of the last three Conference USA championships, UAB took UTSA on the road, hostile environment, down to the final 7 seconds to do it all again, to win another division championship. Heartbreaking ending, but another successful season for the green and gold.
And one more home game left. UAB AD Mark Ingram is on the Pepsi hotline to join us and discuss that. Hello, Mark. How are you today?
Hey, Ryan. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on. It is a testament to where this program is that fans are disappointed in how that ended. There was a time where UAB fans have been, man, we had a chance to go to the championship game. That's a success. Bill Clark's gotten it to the point that you expected to go win that game at UTSA and be in the Conference USA championship.
Absolutely. I mean, I know that sounds a little funny to say it like that, but 4 years ago, if you can, you know, which seems like a lifetime ago, but just 4 years ago, we would have all been thrilled to have seven wins and know that we're definitely going to a bowl game, which would have only been the second time in school history. And when we did it in 17, it was. And so it is a testament to how we've changed the expectations. Look, we've changed our own expectations, right? By building the practice facility and now building the stadium. And, you know, the fans also are, you know, their expectations have adjusted as well, which there's nothing wrong with. That just tells you, though, that we're clearly making progress and doing good things. And, you know, big picture, that's a really good sign.
Yeah, look, Florida, LSU, USC, they're not going to touch UAB's record this year. I mean, that's just facts. We were talking about teams that have been so disappointing this year, and UAB still has an opportunity for 9 wins. It starts tomorrow with UTEP, that home game at 1 o'clock. You mentioned the stadium. How has attendance been? Has it lived up to the expectation this year?
It has, and it has exceeded where we were at Legion Field, and we will most likely announce a crowd on Friday that puts us ranked number one in our league again, attendance-wise, for this season. So we're pleased with that. And, you know, the stadium is fantastic. I know you guys have been. It is just a beautiful place. And one of the really funny things about it, and it, I think it's really speaks more to fan behavior, is it's really interesting to see how many people are there but not in their seat. And they're just kind of moving around, and they're talking to their friends, and they're hanging out up top in the concourse area. And so they're at the event. They're part of the action, but they're not doing what we all traditionally have done, which is, you know, spend every second that they can in their seat to watch the game. They're just sort of there, and they're watching the game. They're watching a little bit on the replay board. They're, you know, watching the crowd react. They're looking over their shoulder and talking to their buddy. And again, I think that's as much about how people like to watch sports and how many of these areas you're seeing in the new modern stadiums that are sort of these just standing room areas with tables, high top tables and that kind of thing. That I know that Alabama's talked about putting in some sort of a party deck thing. I don't know if they're doing it, but I mean, there's been consideration about that, and Tennessee's talking about some type of thing like that. And it's just a little bit about, you know, trying to create this social environment that fans seem to want.
You know, I'm interested on the Friday date. Is that something you chose or something you were given because of TV partners? Because it seems like a perfect date on the holiday weekend to play a home game.
Well, it is. And honestly, we have tried. We've tried to get this done every year that we've been playing football since in my time. So since the fall of 17. And what it requires is for your opponent to agree to it. And the reality is the Iron Bowl is a huge event for college football, and not to mention a huge event for this community. I mean, it's just a fantastic game. It pits two of the best teams in the country against one another every year. You know, it's an exciting event for the state of Alabama and for Birmingham. And so we've tried very hard that if we're going to play on that day, quite candidly, we'd like to play on the road. And if we're playing at home, we'd like to play on Friday and avoid that, and so that everybody who is a football fan can enjoy both our game and that game. And so finally, UTEP, to their credit, their AD, a guy named Jim Center, is a longtime friend. He and his coach, Dana Dimmel, agreed to do it. And keep this in mind, there's no advantage to UTEP. I mean, I'm speaking to the AD and I'm saying, hey, look, if we play on Friday, we think we'll have a bigger crowd. Well, why would they want that, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, you guys have to travel on Thanksgiving Day. You know, and why would they want to do that? And both of us had a game this past weekend, so it wasn't, you know, we don't have an extra day of preparation that they don't have or anything like that. You know, we weren't off completely, so we didn't have 2 weeks to prepare. And so from an equitable standpoint, competitively speaking, it everybody feels good about it. And, you know, credit to them for being willing to do this and give us a shot at seeing if you know, the local community will embrace this idea that on Friday, hey, you've been inside all day on Thursday with your family and, you know, eating probably heavily, and, you know, Friday's a day that a lot of people like to get out, and a lot of people like to go shopping and do other things. A lot of people like to go hunting. But hey, why not come down to Protective Stadium and watch the Blazers play? It'll be our senior day. We've got a group of seniors who's the winningest group that we've ever had. These kids, as you mentioned, have won 3 division titles and 2 conference championships. And next weekend, they'll be invited to their 4th straight bowl game. And for the 5th year guys, their 5th straight bowl game. Which is, again, a huge turnaround for our program in total. So, yeah, we're doing a special through the end of today. Anybody that wants to go to the game on Friday, if you'll order online at uabsports.com before 5 o'clock today, you can get a $12 ticket to that game on Friday. $12 ticket for the Friday game if you order at uabsports.com before 5 p.m. today. And even still, we have a lot of affordable options. If you walk up and buy them on game day Friday, that's fine too. But really hoping the weather's supposed to be spectacular, much like what we've got right now today. And yep. really hope that everybody will embrace that idea.
Yeah, as I was looking ahead earlier in the week, I think it's 65 is the high and sunny skies outside on Friday, so perfect weather to go sit at Protective Stadium, UABSports.com. For that, 20 seniors that are being honored for Senior Day with those championship rings and banners up at Protective Stadium. I want to give you a chance as well with, I assume, the same place to buy tickets for Andy's basketball team. We're excited about what the future conference realignment is going to do for the basketball schedule, but this team is too good not to pack Bartow Arena and get them to the tournament this year. Talk about the start for Andy's basketball team and the need for fans to come down to Bartow.
Well, thank you, Jim. You're right. And Andy's put together a terrific team who went to South Carolina last week. And we lost by 3 at South Carolina. And the next day he and I talked and he said, "We played terrible." I said, "Amy, tell me about, what was the feel in the locker room, that kind of thing." And he said, "Well, we just didn't play well." And he said, "If we were just played our game, we felt like we could have definitely won that game." And so that tells you a lot. I mean, saying you'd have beaten an SEC team on the road if we just play within ourselves, not necessarily some spectacular game, just play our game. And he's got a lot of talent on that team, and they look really exciting, a lot of fun to watch, a lot of alley-oops and a lot of dunks and that kind of thing, and really good shooting from the perimeter as well. So he's got a really athletic squad that's got a lot more size than what we've had in the past. And I think we've been forced to take some shooting guards and force them to play point guard the last few years, which we're not doing now. We've got 2 really good true point guards, and still have several, other folks that can bring the ball up if we had to, but really feel good about them. And so thank you. And we just announced this past Monday, while it was already on our schedule, but that we're going to play West Virginia at Legacy Arena on December the 18th. That's a Saturday. So what an awesome opportunity. Bob Huggins and Andy Kennedy go way back. And so we're hoping people will see that as a great opportunity to come in. And it's a doubleheader with us and West Virginia, along with Miles College and Savannah State. Really excited to be able to partner with Miles College, another, Birmingham University, Birmingham School, and have their fans come out. So one ticket gets you both games. And we're just really excited about that and thrilled that Miles would be willing to do that, and as well as Savannah State coming all the way in from out of town.
All right, he is Mark Ingram, UAB Athletics Director, UABSports.com for those tickets for Friday's game, UABSports.com down at Protective Stadium. Mark, thank you so much for the time. Have a great Thanksgiving.
I appreciate it, guys. Y'all do the same.
You take care, Mark, with us on the Pepsi Hotline.
Yeah. Well, I bet that UTEP AD's got a favor in his pocket. There is no chance I would have done. Well, you guys have traveled on Thanksgiving and played to more fans on a Friday.
That's right.
But keep in mind, those two were working together last year to try to get that UTEP-UAB game in. In fact, they were going to meet like halfway in Denton,
I remember that now,
to get the game in. To play it. So they obviously have a great working relationship. And well before they decided to play this game on Friday, UTEP thought they could be in the Conference USA Championship game. UAB had always been in the Conference USA Championship game before UTSA had burst onto the scene. And you thought to yourself, we play this on Friday, what does that give us?
Extra day rest.
Give us an extra day before the conference championship. So some reasons why you would want to do this back in the summer, but it is good for the local fans to get a chance to do that on Friday and then enjoy the Iron Bowl on Saturday. $12 tickets if you do it before 5 o'clock, UABSports.com. It's unlimited $12 tickets, UABSports.com. All right, when we come back, some final thoughts and the lock of the day. Our show being brought to you in part by our friends at Backyard Adventure. Thanksgiving tomorrow, we're off. We're back on Friday. That's also when shopping starts. Already, you hear about great deals all the time on Black Friday. Backyard Adventures started their great deals with their display sales just off a 119 at their location last week. They also have some unbelievable deals online at BackyardAlabama.com. And when you're looking at BackyardAlabama.com, remember, you're not buying something that's going to entertain the kids for a month or a spring or a summer. It's going to entertain them their entire childhood. right there in your backyard. It's that well built. Quality, 100% cedar, lifetime warranties. And the folks at Backyard Adventures will come and set it up for you. They'll move it around. They'll take it down. They'll do landscaping. They'll keep a maintenance program going so it looks brand new. Not an eyesore in your backyard. It adds to the value of your house. It adds to the value of your child's childhood. Get the details at BackyardAlabama.com, BackyardAlabama.com, or call them up, 205-408, the number 4, and the word fun, 205-408-4386.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
Hey, if you're looking for a local agent to handle all of your insurance needs, you need to call my good friend James Anthony at the James Anthony Agency, 205-985-7717, Hoover, Birmingham, Northport, and Tuscaloosa. Has been in business over 20 years, the James Anthony Agency.
Start your day online at nextroundlive.com. Get all the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. And it's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
I've been a Shelby County deputy since 2019, but I've been a beach bum for as long as I can remember. My folks took us down to the Gulf every summer, and even now, I can't wait to get back. Thanks to the freedom and flexibility of my new job, I know my next beach trip is never far away. In the meantime, I'm making great money, get paid to work out, and even have a take-home car to save miles on mine. Best of all, I spend my days helping people, sometimes on the worst days of their lives. That's a job that makes a difference. Not bad for a beach bum, huh?
If a flexible work schedule, a take-home car, paid vacations, a gym at work, and $51,000 plus a year to start sounds good to you, maybe you should think about a career as a deputy in Shelby County, Alabama. Change your life. Change your world. Look us up on Indeed.com and on Insta.
Anheuser-Busch wants every experience for you around beer to be a good one. And getting home safely is always a priority. So encourage friends to decide to ride, whether it's by being the designated driver, calling an Uber, or taking public transit. You cannot drive drunk if you don't drive there. This message is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Uber, Birmingham Budweiser, and the Next Round. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
If you need to move, you only need two men and a truck. Local or long distance, they can pack it, load it, move it, unload it, and arrange it when you get there. See more details at twomenandatruck.com or call the Tuscaloosa Northport location, 205-614-8522, 205-614-8522. And guess what? You can get a free quote on your moving cost up front, to or from campus, from your apartment to your next home, or from Tuscaloosa to L.A., your next move starts and ends with twomenandatruck.com.
Beef O'Brady's has been serving out food and fun for more than 11 years with great locations in Hoover, Helena, and now Highway 280 in the Brook Highlands neighborhood. You can enjoy the food and fun at three great Beef O'Brady's locations. With more than 22 TVs and Sunday Ticket, Beef O'Brady's is the place to unwind, relax, and watch your favorite team play. Beef O'Brady's in Hoover, Helena, and now in the Brook Highlands neighborhood on Highway 280. The perfect place for serving up food and fun.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation, while sipping on some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And in our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, LT takes off the gloves for in-depth conversations with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmont Vodka. Find these podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com.
Stay up to date with the Next Round at nextroundlive.com. The latest videos from the show, plus podcasts like The Mystery Fifth Hour, Bama and Bourbon,
Last Call, and others from the Double Down Media Podcast family. You can start your day with the latest college football stories, plus easy-to-listen to hour-by-hour downloads of the live show. NextRoundLive.com, a great way to stream the show live or shop in the Next Round store. Make NextRoundLive.com your homepage. That's NextRoundLive.com.
Final thoughts here today, but also tonight, a great time at Odie's every Wednesday night, right?
Yep, Rock starts Wednesday night, and that means...
That is trivia.
If it's been a while, if you've never been, you need to come join us tonight. We'll get started a little after 8 o'clock. It is my favorite night of Odie's team trivia, the night before Thanksgiving. A lot of people are going to be out, a lot of family and friends are home for the holidays. Bring the entire crew out. We've got room for you. You can enjoy that outside patio, the great fall weather, ice cold beer buckets with the Bud Light. There will be live music after trivia, but come out. It's Birmingham Institution. It's Odie's Tavern. Team trivia tonight, 8 o'clock.
All right. Lock of the day every day. We got no football tonight for the first time in 27 days. Well, we got basketball, the Auburn Tigers tipping off coming up here at 1:30. More basketball rolling all night with the tournaments going on in Atlantis and Vegas and everywhere else down in Orlando. Alabama goes tomorrow at 4 against Rick Pitino's Iona team. Tricky game. I mean, Pitino can recruit. So that team was in the NCAA tournament last year. They played the first round game. Pitino's team will be better this year, so it'll be a challenging game for Alabama tomorrow. But the lock's brought to you by Iron Mountain Drains and Plumbing. Where are you going today?
Coming off another winner last night with Western Michigan. Do you guys remember who played for the 2007 National Championship in basketball?
2007?
National Championship in basketball.
Only Final Four I've been to.
Duke and somebody.
I'm going to say it was Maryland and somebody in Atlanta.
It was Ohio State, Florida. We get that matchup tonight. The 4-0 Gators against 4-1 Buckeyes. E.J. Liddell way too much in the paint for Florida. Florida handed their first loss, Ohio State plus two. That is your lock tonight.
Imagine if Andrew Nimbard was still there with the Gators.
Imagine.
Yeah.
How good was he last night?
He made the right decision to go to Gonzaga a couple years ago.
He really did. How about Drew Timmy? Still with the headband. You like that guy?
Yeah, Timmy's good. You know, this Gonzaga team's really good. They're not with the team they were last year with Suggs and Kisner. I mean, they're not going to be able to shoot it as well. They're long, though. I mean, Mark Few has got a machine built out there.
Yeah.
It's just sooner or later, he is going to win a national championship. To me, his best opportunity was by far last year. I still don't know how they lost that game. Baylor was just really, really good team.
I can't wait for another year. Everybody telling me how good Gonzaga is.
That's the lock. It's brought to you by Iron Mountain Drains and Plumbing. Jeremy Purvis and his team can handle commercial and residential plumbing needs for you right now, and they give you a free quote. 205-516-4927, IronMountainWorld.com. They handle all your plumbing and jetter services. They'll do everything from drips to new fixtures, and they are licensed and bonded and insured all right there. 205-516-4927, IronMountainWorld.com. Just drain it. All right, we get ready for the Iron Bowl on Friday. We're about to record another episode of Bama and Bourbon. Aaron Suttles comes rolling up here momentarily. One other note from the sports world, and I don't understand in 60 seconds here. Explain to me why Wander Franco would do what he did. It's with my Tampa Bay Rays, so I'm excited. But he is barely a teenager, barely not a teenager anymore. He signed a 12-year, $185 million guaranteed contract with Tampa Bay. There's a chance he could have made a lot more money if he'd just played normal contracts and out to free agency.
Yeah, maybe he wants to tap out. I don't know. When you see $185 million put in front of you,
it's hard to say no to anything, right?
It really is. I mean, that's generational money. It's going to be tough for him to spend that.
So what is he, 20? He's 20 or so?
Yeah, but see, he just got called up this year.
Yeah.
So he would have had, what, 6 years of rookie contract?
Right. Is he 20? I thought he was 19.
Maybe 19.
But Dunaway's right, Lance. That's going to be 6 years of, with in comparison to this, pennies. So, I mean, I see what he's doing here because he's got to do the math at some point, right?
And you still get out at 30 or 31.
You could still do one more big contract.
You still can. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That does work out for him.
I mean, I just think you got to do the math of, well, for 6 years, I got to make this.
I think it's a win-win, and Tampa finally gets what is a potential superstar for maybe a decade.
He doesn't go play for the Red Sox or the Dodgers or the Yankees.
He does not have a no-trade clause, so, you know, they can at some point at the end or where they want to trade him away as they tend to always do, but great for the Tampa Bay Rays. And that's how they stay in contention in a small market, is doing deals like that. That's a ton of money for Tampa Bay, by the way. All right, fun show today. Thanks for being with us. Our friends at Mortgage Right, they bring us the show every day. We appreciate them so much, and we appreciate you guys. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We're thankful for you. We're thankful for this opportunity. We're back live with you on Friday. Until next time, God bless you and God bless America.